debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show, after show, if you will. Kind of a more laid-back yippee-o vibe. Available only on Facebook and YouTube. Hello, all.
And it's on BAR.
And BubbaArmyRadio.com.
There you go.
Which we're trying to, you know, band-aid up or fix or something like that. It's going to be very expensive.
Yep.
May not even be worth it. I mean, I don't know. That's another meeting I have to have on top of another meeting I have to have on top of another meeting I have to have.
Yeah, we need to have a meeting about a meeting.
It's your Netflix, though, of your history. Career.
It is. But I'm worried about, on the surface, man, how do you take all that, put it into a new gimmick? Right. You know what I'm saying? Into a whole new gimmick.
Well, I mean, for a company that does that, it's not that big of a deal, but it's, you know,
expensive.
You saw the numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to do it or
not?
My
main idea.
Hopefully, you know.
Main idea is. God, you're fucking stupid.
What?
Let me, I was saying the my boys with the bass, main idea. Yeah, well, you're.
Sorry, I was actually I was on BAR real quick.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
Programming Willie.
Yeah.
Before the mics went live and before we went live, by the way, 95 little hotties over here at Facebook. I run in the Facebook world. Anna runs in the YouTube world.
That's right.
Blitz, our YouTuber.
What do you think?
And let me
that's where Anna's at. That's where I'm at.
You're both.
I'm DPing it.
I like Facebook, but streaming video on Facebook from a computer is a pain sometimes.
Yeah. Facebook's been a little finicky on downloading videos too. They don't like it from our phones anymore for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm having to download videos from my laptop, which means I have to take them from the deal to download to the deal, then over to the deal. Who could be calling this? This is not a caller-based program. Leave me alone. Thank you. But I was talking to Anna and Lummy, and I don't know if Blitz heard this or not, but
I did not.
After the show, I just sat here spent, and I returned a couple of texts. I got some things going. I just bought some stuff on Home Depot, Lummy, some building materials.
Oh, nice.
Fun. I love shopping at Home Depot
Florida
online.
Florida Stanley, $10 cash.
And I got curbside pickup. Now, Blitz, theoretically, if you got curbside pickup and it gives you, like, you know, a confirmation, do you literally go there and you pick it up, like, they'll load it for you and everything?
They won't load it unless you need help, but...
Right.
What if I send the merch crick as a chick?
Then they definitely will load it.
That's what I'm doing, Blitz. I'm sending her. I'm like, I know. Can you help me? Like, oh, sure. We're going to. Part of it was 40 bags of concrete.
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely load it for her.
40 bags of concrete on this project that I'm doing. I can't tell you.
Another project?
Yeah, I got to tell you privately about it. Lummy, I got to tell you privately about it as well.
Sounds good.
What about me?
No.
I mean, if I tell Blitz, I'm telling you.
That's true. That is very true.
And it's something that you could really care less about. Like, you'd be like, ah, bah, bah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, great. Thanks for telling me.
Hopefully all my hotties are over here on the Facebook deal. 116 clicks. I would think that there would be far more people that would watch us over there on Facebook.
213 on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube blows up. So I was telling him, like, I can't even really remember, like, what we talked about. I think we opened up the show with you, and the first segment was just you and Blitz getting to the third set.
Yeah, you were saying that I look good as fuck.
Yeah, broke that down.
My arms look strong.
I broke that down, that you look good as fuck. That's the you look good as fuck thing.
Yeah.
And then we got into
how good you look and how, you know, thick and rugged you are now, and how fat I am, and
no, we didn't get into so much. I don't think we got into that a lot. That was just a little glance over.
You had to flex off.
And I missed the gym today because I got my legs.
You got doms.
Oh, I'm dommed, and not in a good, like, I guess.
Where does it hurt the most?
My quads.
Yeah.
Dropping quads for your Jeep.
And that was from you working out yesterday.
Walking. Yeah. Well. The 4.1 miles of walking on Sunday.
That'll do it.
With a Monday I did upper body. Tuesday morning I did legs.
Okay.
So,
that was yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. So you still might have a little bit hurting to go.
Oh, no.
I don't know if
it'll shake off.
I don't know if legs were Monday.
I think you said yesterday you did legs.
Or Tuesday. Oh. And I did the good girl, bad girl. So my inner legs are super tender. My ass is hurting. If I worked as hard on my legs as would I have the results in my legs that I do on my back?
Of course.
For real?
Yeah.
It depends.
I think your legs are a little harder to get blowed up.
Well, it depends because everybody's body has a different way that they distribute fat. So sometimes your last place to lose it is someone's first place that they lose it.
Oh.
That's just genetics.
Just
though.
A few days ago you were burning up and now you could not look less attractive.
I wanna bet.
You look like a woman that's inside, like you're a squatter in Minnesota in a home that doesn't have any heat.
Well, we didn't kiss during the
You didn't get her heated?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you want to get heated, Anna?
Well, I was eating my breakfast.
Oh. Does Blitz ever kiss you while you got a mouthful of Yogi?
Not usually, no.
You guys baby bird Yogi back and forth?
Oh, that's cute.
Come on, Blitz.
No, it's not. No, I'm good.
No.
Hello?
Hello. Oh.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How are you, buddy?
Good. So I sent you some shekels last night.
Yeah, we called it out today during the show.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. A lot, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An absolute huge impression. Well, half. I mean, you're already halfway there, B.
He's getting close to being there.
I mean, being there, you're all the way to, you're almost all the way to the party, kid.
I think I am. Can you guys just get my bounce to me, and then I'm just going to pay it off today or tomorrow.
I can do that.
Yeah, Blitz will get it to you. Yeah, Blitz is the accountant. He's the one that wires things up. He's the HR director. He's everything.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Brian from the
no
stars.
Hurry, but when you get around, how are you going to get a hold of me? What mechanism are you going to use?
Well, how do you? Do you want to say email?
Carrier pigeon.
You can text it to me. You can email. I don't care. I was just wondering.
Do we have your email? Do we have your text?
You can text it to the phone number I'm calling from right now.
Actually, Blitz could just blurt out, hey, you're, $314 short. I mean, you know, Blitz, why, fuck it. Let's just make it private. I mean, we don't have to make, why don't you just make it public? Everybody knows you got to be at 2,400, you know, by.
No, I know. I just have to look it up and add it up, but I can do the hair in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, yeah.
I'll do the hair shortly.
Blitz is like motherfucking customer service. He's like calling Bank of America. Yeah. I'm gonna give you your balance right now and
Regions.
Check it out.
Yeah, right.
Where does everybody bank? I bank at
Bank of America.
Bank of America.
BOA, baby.
And formerly SunTrust, now Truist.
I am a Regions banker. Bank.
You're PNC?
He likes to be different.
Yeah, Bank of America.
And Citizens, but they change every 3 months, it seems, around here.
Man, the switch over from SunTrust over to Truist was a pain in the ass.
See, I used to have Republic Bank, and they're Truist as well.
Yeah.
Bank of America and Chase.
Or yeah. No, it was BB&T.
All right, sir. Blitz is calculating right now. I can see he's got both
hands
going.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a minute.
He's got both hands going.
Wheels are turning. So, Bub, I'll be in Delray Beach tomorrow for 3 weeks, so I'll be back in Florida for a while.
Oh, thank God.
Like, get out of that Philly.
Yeah, what's the Philly weather like right now, this very second?
I live up in the Pocono Mountains. I grew up in Philly. It's 37 right now, and that's considered a bit of a heat wave.
Today. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks, my friend. Yeah.
No, man.
But it still might be a little nippy in a couple weeks when I next weekend when I go up to LJ.
Probably.
It
up might, in the mountains.
Yeah, it's good. I want it to be cold as
make
fuck.
Make sure
I
wear all the Gildans.
I'm gonna open up the windows.
Nips be popping.
I'll have a strong nip game.
Poke it out.
And I hope I got good. I know Tom Bean's got Wi-Fi up there, so I can go live with Larry Plummer.
Hell yeah.
And our family wholesome play Uno every night until we fall asleep deal.
Shoots and ladders.
Shoots and ladders with a Candyland chaser.
All right, Brian, you owe 250.
Brian, you owe 250, right, cool. 250, and you're at the party, kid.
Sounds good. Yeah. Getting that shortly.
All right, right on.
Thank you, Brian. Love you, bud.
See you guys.
Be bye safe. Bye. Both hands on the wheel. So then, let me. I don't remember. We got into you a little bit, and then we got into, and then Kevin called, took up a lot of time, which was all great time.
State of the Union.
Then a little State of the Union.
Dan.
And then a little bit of Dan, not much. Dan came in and saved the day, so we could get these autographed signed Bubba Army medal signs out. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, Mike from Naples.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, Mike from Naples.
I just want to say I can relate with Kevin as far as swallowing your pride, because last week you let me put my GoFundMe on your page, yet instead of donating any money, everybody that listens to the show called and just to pop about my of-age teenage daughter's incestually scissoring.
So, well, did you get that on OnlyFans?
Mike, yeah. I'm a little bit lost, bud.
Mike called in a week or so ago.
Right.
And you said, hopefully you're not trying to promote a GoFundMe, and he did. But we talked about his teenage daughters that are of age scissoring for on OnlyFans to make money.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike, we're ribbing. Like, Mike, come
right.
on. Like, I mean, like.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it's
Mike
all
knows
good.
That.
It's all ribbing. I just thought it was funny that everybody reached out to me about how funny it was, but nobody donated.
I mean, I can't tell people. Where to put their money. I mean, people like qualifying for BARP.
I hate to tell you, Mike. I'm sure you're really upset about this, but I can't fret over your teenage daughters anymore. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend now. They'd probably be upset if I was fretting over a teenage girl.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you can fret all you want.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, are you going to Kevin's deal, Mike?
I would like to try to, yeah.
Okay, good. Are you bringing your daughters?
Not if it's going to make Anna mad.
Bitch, I am mad.
She said bring the daughters.
Bring the daughters.
Now, Blitz, is his two of-age teenage daughters hot?
From what I remember, yeah, but I don't
it was
remember.
It was a while ago.
You know, Mike, I probably wouldn't bring them because Anna says yes now.
Oh, of course, I know
it's,
better.
Anna says yes because she wants to look like she's all badass on the radio, but deep down she does not want that.
Oh no, I know better.
Yeah,
actually, I'm really not a jealous person.
Yeah, whatever. All women. You know what? You know how many times I've heard that, and then I pull off some shit, and it's like, oh.
Well, yeah, well, you can't, like, cheat on me.
Oh, well, then what's the point?
But if he makes a comment, I don't care.
No, I know.
I have eyeballs.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, women. I love you guys, and F these other guys who call the radio shows. I hardly have enough time to listen to you and call you.
What?
So I'm hardcore Bubba Army, and if anybody could help, I'd really appreciate it.
Mike,
I love you guys.
Mike, we appreciate it, buddy.
You're a good dude, Mike. We know.
We appreciate how good. We're just ribbing you. We love you, buddy, and I hope everything works out for you. And if I can do anything, I'll try, okay?
All right, love you too.
Later.
See you, Mike.
That's sweet.
The world's largest plane, it got blown up in Ukraine?
Yeah.
Why, did they send it over there?
That's where it's from.
Oh.
The NT-2505.
Now, see, this probably...
what, Anna?
I don't know. Ativan.
This probably makes splits kind of hurt. Like this, being a real big aviation guy, this fucking tore you up.
As dumb as it sounds, I'm actually really pissed about this.
Yeah, I thought it was fake because you didn't say anything from a couple days ago.
9999.
Like Blitz, for real, like this tears you up a little bit, doesn't it? Like this kind of
So this is.
This would be like if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back to the Packers for me, kind of tear me up.
No, not at all. It'd be like if Aaron Rodgers died.
Oh shit.
ET fingers, $99.99.
Phone home.
So this really tore you up? Like this would be like if Aaron Rodgers died to
So here's the deal. There's only one of these planes. It's the largest plane in the world.
And it's cargo plane.
And I have said for...
Drake's going to rent it.
I've said for a few years now, if this thing goes anywhere in the Southeast U.S. that I can get to and see it, I will drive there to see it.
Because he's never seen it before.
Now, is it...
Like, it's like an alligator. It doesn't
exist.
But I
mean, Blitz, is it real? I mean, does this picture probably doesn't do it any fucking justice, does
right.
it?
Right.
I mean, is this like the size of like 2 747s?
It's got huge dumper bubs.
Do you remember? How big?
It's got giant diocles.
I've seen like a 747 or one of those big C5. I've seen a C5.
Yeah. I mean, it's bigger than a C5, but it's not like way bigger than a C5. But so, do you remember that cargo plane that was at Tampa International a year or so ago that looked kind of like this?
Yeah.
It's way bigger than that, but that's the same company. But it had four engines. This has six engines.
Now, what's the performance on this?
Flies fast.
It doesn't fly fast.
It's
so they built this plane to carry the space shuttle on its back. The Russian space shuttle.
Oh, that's right. It's
Buran,
like Chi Chi Bang Bang.
The Buran.
Air, water.
We will build this plane. It'll be a big plane.
And it's just the biggest plane in the world. It's really cool.
The Russian space shuttle on it.
And it's
now was the Russian space shuttle like bigger than our space shuttle?
No, it was almost an exact copy of our space shuttle.
Are you kidding me? We want to go to space. We will copy the space shuttle, except ours will not blow up on an over.
The Buran is what they call it.
Now, have they abandoned their space shuttle program too? Because
They never launched. They never used it.
Oh, they never went up.
No.
Yeah, we saw the space shuttle in America blow up like two or three times, and we're like, we're not going to do that. We will send monkeys in space before we do that.
They've done that as well, and dogs.
Yeah, when we sent monkey and dogs up there, like, where was PETA back then? Like, man, I mean, they
yeah, yeah. You guys do, man.
Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you send a monkey
there's
up there.
PETA in space, bubs.
All I can see is your bullshit little brown eyes and your fucking bridge of your niz.
Yeah. Bubs.
Bubs.
Bubs. So this thing... Did the Russians bomb it? Okay, so yeah. Did Ukraine own it?
Yeah, this is from the Ukrainian. Antonov.
And I don't know, Blitz, that I can play the video you sent me because I'll get like
Iggy
a copyright.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62. What's Hall up? Of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy.
Iggy McGillicuddy, he's Iggy over there and he's Caribou over there.
Caribou 62.
Sources have revealed the world's largest cargo aircraft was burned by a Russian air attack on Kiev's cargo airport, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Name's
blah,
Mira.
Blah. Blitz, I...
Mira.
So anyway, I can't play this footage because, you know, we'll get a
picture.
Yeah, I didn't send it. So
my God, it looks like a pig, though, man. It looks like a fucking pig.
What?
I mean, it looks like super slow.
It is. It's giant, though. Carry a lot of weight.
Did I just click myself off? No, there. I'm on.
You can play the video, but not audio, yeah, probably.
I got a couple things. What? My fucking... Shake him to get the acid out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta shake him, get the acid
out. Blitz, what can I do to make them like they're just so fucking sore?
You could take a bath with Epsom salt. Do you take baths?
No.
You don't want to get stuck in a tub again, do you?
Oh my God.
Please don't do it.
What in the fuck has gotten into you, bitch?
I ate, so I feel like I have some energy.
She, remember? Three peanuts, man. Fucking six calories, Bubba. She goes nuts.
Lummy, were you ever like, and when you were growing up and when your dad finally got the fuck off the couch or the chair, like he'd talk you to death, Warren?
Yeah, I would.
Warren?
Yeah.
But then once he got up, man, that's like me.
You were fucked.
So I needed to get up anyway to kind of stretch my shit out.
Get that acid moving.
Yeah.
Galactic.
Get that ass moving.
Maybe go for a light walk. I'm not kidding, by the way.
No walk with me is light. There's never a light walk. Anything with me and light is not, except for intellect and bank account is right. Not associated.
Got it.
You were talking about my intellect and my bank account. We can go light all day. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, Bubba. What's up?
Buzzard.
Buzz, you know, I don't go right to the ass eating like they do. That's cheap heat. I love you, Bob, for who you are, my friend. Ass eater.
Want to call in, first of all, to say congratulations to Blitz and Anna.
Thank you.
You really do.
We're spouses.
That's Blummel right there, buddy. Yeah. That's a hardcore Blummel.
Hate that word.
You don't like Blummel?
Anyway.
No, spouses. Disgusting.
But anyway, Bubba, if you don't care, I'd like to promote my brand new Twitch channel.
Was that asseaters.com?
Asseating.com.
Twitch.tv/asseatingbob.
Yeah, did you instruct you on how to use apps?
I don't even know how you go to follow except clicking my name, maybe.
You show the proper tongue technique?
As a Buzzard Bob, truck driving. I tell truck driving stories, and I'll tell about pooping in a bucket or pooping my pants or whatever.
Yeah,
honestly, like that.
I'll watch that all day.
All poop stories and ass eating.
All right, Bob's got a new Twitch channel.
All things ass.
Trying to fucking right off my shit, off my coattail.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got the fifth one doing that right now.
I need the Bubba rub, Bubba.
I need the motherfucking Bubba rub, please.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Yeah, goddamn.
All right, Bob. Nice. Keep it between the center lines, kid.
Yeah. Keep that tongue in the ass.
And keep that tongue in your keep a tongue in your ass and the fucking and the wheel straight.
Oh, I hate that when that happens, Scott.
And the wheel straight.
He keeps
buddy.
His tongue in other asses.
Yeah. Right.
God you. Bless
anyway,
you.
My show will be on Friday nights, Saturdays, whenever, Sundays, because I got trucking shit to do. You know how I
got trucking shit.
Fucking Bob the Ass Eater right there on Twitch. He's going to do doing ASMR fucking ass eating. They're not only selling the ears now, they're selling assholes.
The asshole microphone.
On the ASMR deal.
Y'all know I don't eat ass.
We don't know that to be true. We don't know that you're not an ass eater. We've never seen it.
If you can get me 20,000 followers, I'll eat some ass on air.
Right, Bob. And then you'll get demonetized.
Okay, yeah, then you get kicked off.
Let them.
See you later, Bob.
Oh, shit.
The finest strain of Indiana white trash. Lummy, I need to just, if I could just get a, use some type of artwork, you know, me at my, you know, hottest.
So
I don't know.
Filter up, Willie.
It should just be your back.
Oh, Bubba, do you want that one picture from like 2005 of you shirtless?
Yeah.
With the careless whispers.
Yeah, with my careless whispers
and the spiky
Guy Fieri
hair.
That's Indiana's white trash. That's now on top, and I'm Indiana white trash. That's halfway in between. I'm not quite there, but I'm not as bad as it used to be.
Do you want to leave Hogan in the background too?
Yes.
I sent it to you. But I have it saved on my desktop.
You do? For real?
Yeah.
Is this where you're like your traps are coming out? Yeah.
Lummy's got to have something to jay off to.
God damn.
Man, my screen needs to get washed every once in a while.
Lummy, that's what we need to use. And we probably, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if we keep, but I could get a copyright deal from Hogan. All of a sudden I'm selling a t-shirt. It's got his fucking picture on it.
Just cut out.
Maybe cut out those lights, because that looks kind of stupid. And just that whole fucking deal right there, and the finest strain of Indiana white trash
maybe
right
put
there.
The chevrons behind you.
Something incorporate Bubba Army or something.
Gotcha.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's South Tampa. Hey, when are we going to see the Dan Walmart fashion show deal?
Yeah.
And then I would love to have Anna take you to Lululemon and get you decked out in some workout clothes from there, because that stuff,
they sell men's
although
clothing.
I was a hater of it. It's the most wonderful workout stuff.
Not for guys,
ever.
Not for 286-pound men.
It is really overpriced.
Yeah.
I went there somewhat recently just to look around, and it's fucking insane.
Yeah, like a pair of yoga pants are $110.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the
and
fuck?
That's on the low end.
Yeah. Fuck that. Listen, sir, there's no,
fuck
the only
that.
Thing that's going to be able to make me look good is like AIG shit, okay?
Yeah, AIG.
So I'm not going to be, there's no clothing that can keep my shit looking good, buddy, please. I need AIG.
Right, but what needs AIG?
Fuck. I need special. I need special.
Whatever the fuck that means.
I need special effects, buddy.
But what needs AIG?
I got to go.
I think they have our size there.
Well, what do you mean they got our size?
I don't think they do.
No, they got like size
these are,
of
these
fucking
are like tiny guys.
It's not made for guys anyway. If you're a guy it's wearing like... Lululemon, you need to get the fuck out of here.
$88
for what?
A
pair of socks? Yeah, of course. I told you.
Man, I'm never
going to go up to 2X.
Listen, I'm never going to look that good. I was good as fuck there.
Yeah, Lululemon. That's for hotties like
Anna. Look at that. That guy's fucking jacked.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to start eating again just because I'll never look that good.
Start
what?
Eating.
How about you made all this progress?
He's giving up.
I mean, God.
Haven't you seen your back?
No, but
that's true.
That's not my front. I've seen my front's not even close to that.
It's all right. You just walk fast. Everyone only sees your back.
No, I mean, my back. I wonder what my back looked like then. If my back looks pretty damn good now, and I know my front's not even close to that, I wonder what my fucking back looked like then.
You could get there by the end of the year if you really tried.
Yeah, you can get your delts popping like they are there.
God damn, I don't know if I could get... I mean, look at my...
In 10 months?
Look at my delts on. Look at my left...
I know, I see. They're almost as good as mine.
God damn.
Fuck.
Got a nice, good chest high-end, good upper fucking traps. Little delt. Looks like the right delt's a little bit... I mean, the left delt's a little better than the right. I don't know. I'm kind of unproportioned.
I like your right delt, the one on the left side of the screen. I like it better because you can see the vein, even though your other one's probably a little bigger. But
yeah, fuck, I'm unsymmetric or whatever it's called.
Asymmetrical.
Mm-hmm. I'm not symmetric. I'm all fucked up. My trap on my left's bigger than my right. My delt on my right's got more vein, got a different vein running through it, but my left one looks a little more defined. It looks like I might favor my.
Could we just be how you're standing too?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Lighting.
I think the way I work out, like one side's a little bit stronger than the other side. I think it may develop. I think it maybe develops differently.
Could.
Looks like at this point that maybe my right side is stronger than my left side, or is it my left side stronger than my right side according to this picture? God damn, look at those teeth too.
Fuck. I mean, it looks like your left side's probably stronger. Your right side's leaner.
I've been putting all the food in my right side of my mouth, or left side of my mouth. Yeah.
You're chewing on the wrong side.
So, yeah, we need to use that picture. You need to get that to Will.
Yep.
It's a beef. These words.
Now, do you have that actual photo somewhere?
The finest strain of Indiana white trash. I don't think so.
Because, like, that's
a
screenshot from somewhere because it has that bar on the bottom of it. So it's somebody with, like, an iPhone or something screenshot of that.
I might have it. If I do, I'll send it to you, Lom.
Okay. But I'll send that to them.
And they can probably clean it up.
Yeah.
And it says, the finest strain of Indiana white trash. Had that picture. And then let me maybe a little Bubba Army logo somewhere.
Okay. See what he can do.
Blitz, you got the same package I did.
Yeah, I got it.
Man, Manscaped must be making a ton of money. Because just the packing, just the packaging alone. As you get older like me, you really kind of start noticing little stuff. And like when you get stuff, you realize whether it's been packed cool or just thrown in there like a, you know, like a straight man, Manscaped.
I mean, it's almost like way over the top.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let me, they only sent enough for two guys.
Well, you know, Blitz got a vacuum cleaner for Blummel, so.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let me.
I'm the hairiest one here.
That is true.
What did I revert back to my original statement?
What did he say, Lummy?
Shut the fuck up.
Blitz is the one for all of our podcasting
I
stuff.
Was a tachy.
Hold on, by the way, our manscaping deals through our podcasting deal, and Blitz handles all of that. He has to, you know, deal with all.
Put in the ads every day.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this! My ad on YouTube introducing Manscaped. Oh, this is a real kick in the balls.
Who sees ads on YouTube?
Well, I'm under not the one that I got from you. Thank you very much, Blitz. By the way.
What are you talking about?
I have an ad in my pre roll. I accidentally hit refresh, and it's Manscaped. And I'm not allowed to have anything, which is BS.
Oh, man. Blitz, I need some of this, too. Look, shampoo and conditioner. I need.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just use the cheap shit. And now that I'm trying to look better and stuff, I think you need to use better products on your hair.
Of course.
So I got. This is the hair wash conditioner. Manscaped
it's 2-in-1?
They just don't
nice
make stuff.
Nice metal bottles with a pump top on it.
What are you going to do with that, Blitz?
Look at this. Oh, Lummy. Blitz.
No,
the
yes.
body spray.
Oh, there's body spray?
Yeah,
Tutter. I need some body spray.
Tutter's going to probably steal this.
How about some ball powder?
They got it.
Oh, right. Hey, Blitz.
So what do they call it? Talcum?
No, we don't use talcum.
I'll take a...
That causes cancer.
A little toss over here on the ball powder.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this smells goodish.
What is this? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... Hydrating body spray, mm-hmm. buddy.
And then lip balm. Us guys need lip balm, too.
Yeah, we need lip balm. Well,
see, now fucking Anna's going to get shit, too, now.
Why?
Because Blitz is going to give it to fucking Anna. No. Now it's a big, like scissor action
oh,
here.
Oh, hold on.
Scissor
three,
action.
Hold on.
Fucking no, man.
Three containers of lip
balm. Oh,
three.
Lummy, I'm sending one over to you.
All right, I got something.
You ready?
Yep. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm ready, right gotcha. Here. Right
oh,
here.
He caught it. He caught it.
That's fucking black, too. There's no way you're catching that, Anna.
No, I'm not. Hold on. First of all,
right
I'm
here.
Not,
no,
I'm not.
I'm open.
This
I'm
isn't
open.
For men's.
Go long. Go
it says men's.
No, go away. Go away.
I'm not giving you my lip balm. Your boyfriend's got three of them.
I'm not giving her shit.
Why?
Look at this.
Because it's for men's.
Yeah, so
what? You get the pita
oh,
shit.
There's body
bitch
wash.
Bitch has got lips,
we
too.
We get the Manscaped.
I have more
stuff.
Lips than you. I need it more.
Well, we have that kind of stuff in the pantry.
What kind of? What does lip balm do for me?
Oh, man, it's good.
It's like chapstick.
Oh,
I know, but I never use chapstick.
It's really refreshing on your lips.
I know, but like, does it just moisten your lips up?
And softens.
It's like a moisturizer.
So when
you don't,
I,
do you understand how chapsticks work?
It's for lip care, it says.
So when I kiss, they'll be like, oh, that guy wears lip balm.
Do you kiss?
No, I don't kiss.
You don't?
Nope.
No, he just ravishes.
Never?
Not often.
Hmm.
I'm not a big kisser. And then, oh, deodorant, and I... Oh,
do you ever kiss someone on their forehead?
Roll. Yeah, I'll kiss them on the forehead or their vaginas, but I'm not kissing them anywhere else than that. I'll kiss your tits.
Your what?
Your tits.
Oh.
And your pussy. Oh, hold on, I got another one. Blitzer's another one.
There's a body wash. I'm holding a body wash too. Mm. Pump top, Willie.
This lip balm's good.
Wow.
Probably should edit this before we send it to Manscaped.
It's like a little minty.
Oh, the body wash smells good.
$10,000.
Is that deodorant? From a minute ago?
Maybe I'm getting old. Cause things seem like they're harder to open.
Yeah,
I got you. I opened the oil bottle for Blitz. So I can open
it
up for you.
Shut your mouth.
Sorry.
Really? When did you open that oil body? What?
It was cooking oil.
Cooking oil. Probably coconut oil while you were jerking them off.
I was getting ready to say, Anna.
That comes in a little
Anna,
twisty.
Oh, my God, Blitz. And you know high quality when it's a... metal bottle.
They're all metal. They're all metal. Yeah.
Are you using a samurai sword?
Go to Manscaped.
No, that's the $10,000 show dagger.
That's the $10,000 show dagger. Manscaped.com. Use my promo code Bubba. I think get 20% off or free shipping.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Wow.
Lip balm.
So good.
Shampoo.
Damn. You've
got body wash. God dang, Manscaped. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for the lip balm. It's amazing.
I love it.
I got deodorant. I got lip balm. I got all-in-one hair conditioner.
Hydrating body spray.
I got Biz-Audi Spritz. Thank you, Manscaped.
This made my day, Bubba. Thank you.
Thank you for me making for allowing me to make your day.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
This hydrating body spray is lightweight and quick drying. Spray on to hydrate.
My lips are still feel very moist. Moist enough for me to be able to read through this giant Recreation World copy. And Blitz, you'll be able to cut it up when you can.
I'm hydrating right now, sorry.
Hey, it's Bubba here to give you the scoop on some new opportunities that my friend the Crushin' Russian has up her sleeve. Go over to Giant Recreation World right now. The weather is warming up and spring break's right around the corner. It doesn't matter where you're going to. A great vacation is just a road trip away. So round up your friends and family and get to Giant Recreation World now. Go anywhere, anytime. Buy, sell, consign, trade up, rent, or new inventory. They're coming in daily. And all new and selected pre-owned RVs come with a lifetime warranty. And right now, it's 0% down and no payment for 90 days. If you got decent credit, they're going to set you up with a great unit. Maybe you need a golf cart. Maybe you don't need an RV. You just need a golf cart. Well, if you need one of those, they got you covered as well. Try out the RV lifestyle. And if you're not sure how it works, just rent one for the weekend. That's a really, really good value. Plan your spring adventure now with Giant Recreation World. Visit a location near you, Winter Garden, Destination Daytona, and Palm Bay, or online at GiantRecreationWorld.com. Make sure, this is important, that you say hi to the Crushin' Russian and tell them Bubba Army. GiantRecreationWorld.com. God, Blitz, that was pretty good. I only had like 3 mess ups in the whole damn deal.
I didn't hear one.
I know, and Brian from Philly just sent the rest of the money, and so he's qualified.
Brian from Philly is officially qualified. Brian from Philly.
250, yep.
Now the next thing you need to do is get me your ring size, my friend.
Well, we'll worry about that way later.
Write him down on the list, kid. Let me get working on that white trash shirt, too.
I just sent the picture to T-shirt Will.
Well, you don't have...
You don't have the original.
Well, no, but I sent it to him so at least he can...
Start working.
And then when we get the real picture, he can just add it to his design. Oh, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that lip balm. It's making me smarter. No?
Is that what it is?
Are you going to make out with your man's lip balm?
Make out with the lip balm or make out with him?
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, make out with me.
Well, you already opened up his oil.
Hey, Anna, when you finally do, JMO.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Off.
Yeah.
You've got to use coconut oil, organic virgin coconut oil.
Yeah. Okay.
Only the cold pressed. Only the finest oil will be on his penis.
Okay.
Tennis.
I mean, yeah, you just don't get some Lubriderm yippee-o. Yeah. He needs virgin, organic. Now, Anna, have you ever incorporated, this is just, I'm not trying to get nasty here.
Yeah.
Have you ever incorporated coconut oil in sex?
No.
No, for real?
No, I haven't.
Lami, I'm sure you have.
Yes, I have.
Blitz, I'm sure you have.
Of course.
Right. Would you guys, both of my boys here, would you not agree that it's I don't know if it's a game changer, but God, it feels good.
Have you ever used any other type of oils, like vegetable oil?
I have, but...
Crisco.
Crisco. That's shortening. That's not oil.
No. Oh. Hold on.
It's oily, right?
Have you used Crisco?
No.
Have you used anything?
No.
Never.
Not natural kitchen stuff.
Just well, you use automotive stuff. What are the other
options?
I've used
like lube before, but I've never used like
lube. Is just lube is sticky.
Depends on the lube, but yeah, usually.
Yeah, the kitchen stuff, Anna, the organic kitchen stuff. I've heard people that have used that use organic olive oil. Some women have pH reactions to that, I think.
Yeah.
Probably not the best.
But coconut, organic coconut. Oh, my God.
It smells like you're at the beach.
Mm. And it kind of makes the friction. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys help me out here. It feels like it adds like a couple degrees to it, and it gets a small
Yeah,
little...
I know what you mean, because I've used it for like my hair and stuff.
And Blitz, you get kind of a small little good grit on the deal.
Yeah, like a little pullback.
It's got
on it
grains in it.
It's not a bad grit.
No.
No, it's kind of a good, you get a good grit on the, on the deal.
I like a good dick grit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Anna, you can put
trying
it on your
say,
hand
though,
and
I'm
get
not trying
a good,
to say all the words.
Good grip on your his deal.
Yeah, we're trying to.
I said deal, sir.
Just not get instantaneously demonetized because we put a couple little yippee-os in.
Because we're talking about Blummel and there's number three or
the
whatever.
Progression of Blummel.
Yeah.
Are you excited for us, Bubba?
I am. Anna, now listen, as much as we screw with each other and. You know, yes, I'm pulling for you hard.
I know.
I mean, can't you even tell, like,
sister girl about it.
Yeah.
You get really excited.
And, like, Sunday when we all met up, like, I'm super happy for you guys. Yeah. Like, you know.
Did you think that Blitz was going to get some ass because he fixed my car?
No, I didn't think he was going to. I think he's going to get ass, you know, probably in the next. No, I think he's going to be at stage three by this weekend. I think you guys hit stage three this weekend. And I think I know that this is not the standard progression of the way you date a chick. Like, you know,
join a radio show and
show. The natural progression, Blitz would have been at stage three, you know,
years ago.
Right.
So you're a different animal. So to speak, it's a different equation for you.
You're like a fucking wild cheetah.
It's a different deal for you, but one that seems like it's worthwhile.
Aww.
And don't you think? I really think that you guys got a better chance
of really
of really having something meaningful and strong due to the fact that you really. I mean, I know that this is really kind of I wouldn't say douchey. Or cliche, but it is better to be. Very often, we're never friends with the girl that we date.
No,
we just date them.
You start fucking, and then then you start hating each other.
You start fucking, and then after the fucking, you know, there was not a buildup. You didn't really get to know her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You didn't hang out with her.
You're like, wow, I hate this bitch.
You never knew her anything other than in a
just
sexual
tits and pussy,
right? Yep. And you only have one of those.
I got croutons.
And so at the end of the
day, like bacon bits.
You guys have totally played this, you know, the way that most people don't play this.
Yeah.
And it's been very patient. It's been very slow developing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's been, you've tried to not make it happen.
Yes.
You've come up with every potential excuse as to why it should not happen.
Yeah, lose my job. Work horrible.
Right, and I think that maybe a little bit of credit should go to me and the fact that you now have figured
you
me
out. You brought us together.
Well, you've also figured me out that I love you to death. I think you do really, really good on the air.
Thank you.
And if you and Blitz got in a little bit of a fight.
Yeah.
First of all, Blitz is not the kind of guy that would talk shit and make me fire you. But I would stick up for you and say, Blitz, calm the fuck down now a little bit.
You'd be our mediator?
Yeah, well, I would just say,
our
counselor.
I would just be like, listen, I know you two aren't dating, but you both are very meaningful to the show. So let's just work. Let's just do good radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's it. Let's do good radio. And you guys can hate each other, you know,
on your off time,
on your time.
There you go.
But we need to get along. And then I think the longer that you've worked with me, the more you know that I truly would do that.
Right.
Early on, I got to be honest with you. There was probably a point where I didn't feel as comfortable with you and didn't know if necessarily you were going to make it or you could feel the vibe or you could be part of the the boys. We have very much a boys club here.
Yes, I'm aware.
And I didn't know that you were gonna. But now you're. I mean, you're in the fucking boys club.
Yeah, yeah, I'm built like a boy too. Yeah, it's perfect.
Wait, what? No, don't say that.
Sorry.
What'd she say?
Said I'm built like a boy too.
Yeah, that's not.
I mean, boys don't really have huge
she's
dumpers.
The truth now, I mean,
boys don't have huge dumpers though.
But some can.
Yeah, let me. The picture I sent you just now is the same picture that's got the little brown black line underneath it. So that's the only one that I got too.
Okay.
Oh man, what happened to the original? Like, where's the original at?
I don't know.
Okay, I just was wondering.
The finest strain of Indiana white trash. I love it. You should see the initial artwork and Blitz. They used the Bubba Army logo to blur out Hogan's face.
Nice.
Let me send it to you, Blitz, and you tell me what you think. Mm. Send it to you and Lummy. I'll send it to you, Hummel too.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate you, A. Hennessy.
On a Hummel, Lummy, and Blitz.
Big E 7375 $25 cash.
I'll send it to Tyler too. So you guys can tell me if that wouldn't be a badass T-shirt.
Number one seller.
I don't know if that'd be a number one seller, but I think it's pretty fucking cool. I don't think it's going to outsell Honest Cube Club.
I'd buy 30 of them just to wear them 30 days a week, 30 days for the month.
30 days a week. Yeah, there you go.
30 days a week. But I think as you've gotten to know me more, you know that truly when I tell you, that listen, you and Blitz go sideways, I'm not firing your bitch.
Yes.
Like, I think
I feel a lot more comfortable than I did before.
Right. Blitz, I know you're going to put a negative T-shirt. Sucks. Fuck it. I wouldn't.
I like it a lot.
I have Sprint, so I'm waiting for it to come in.
He's probably has to put the Bubba Army over Hogan. Yeah. I think it looks good.
I like the different fonts.
You do?
Yes, I do.
I like it.
I think that they should actually maybe Indiana. Maybe make that a little different. I don't know.
Make it like more bold, the Indiana. Make it stick out.
Yeah, maybe make the Indiana pop a little bit more. The finest strain of Indiana white trash. Yeah. Maybe make Indiana pop out a little bit more.
Yeah.
If we could do that. Then we have it herself another fucking bestseller.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the signs that we can literally not keep in stock.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, you already ordered more too, didn't you?
Well, I just ordered 36 more because here's how I messed up. we sold like 215 or 20.
Yeah.
That's how many ordered, but we signed them all. But within that, the merch quick's like, well, you know, there's like 15 or 20 that people bought them blank. I'm like, oh, shit, we signed them all.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ordered another 36 that Rick will probably have here tomorrow or Friday. And we don't have to, obviously, we don't have to do anything with those because they're unsigned. So.
All right, I just got it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, whatever. Now, I don't even, when Blitz says nice shit, I'm so conditioned just to know that it's just not even fucking me real. So, Anna, stage three this weekend, you know it's coming. You know stage three is just,
stage three's around the corner.
Yeah. And within stage three, you know, stage three is everything but, you know, intercourse. So what do you think within, and so
but
stage, stage three is very vast. You know, you got pig in the blanket, you got oral, you got, you know, his and jizz.
Maybe there may be some heavy petting.
No, heavy petting's heavy in petting. Two. That's a two. That's yeah. a, I mean, heavy petting stage two.
What about heavy, like, petting on his pee-pee or something?
A job by hand? That's a stage three.
Is it through the corduroys?
No.
Is it sponsored by Nikki Dordery?
Oh, Jesus.
I was going to come in tomorrow with a Smurf hand.
With blue hands? So, Anna.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think within the world of stage three, you would probably more likely give him a hand job. Because that's like the,
kind of the first step. Of
Yeah, that's kind of the.
Where you touch his pee-pee.
I mean, stage three could be hardcore. I mean, that's cool.
What do you mean?
Well, like if you chloroseptic her throat and then try to gag her to death.
Oh, that's right.
Give her a double F.
And we'll do that.
I mean, Blitz, that's within stage three, but so is it's just a nice, innocent hand job. That's a stage three. So stage three's got a pretty large spectrum,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Right? Or you could go with a crouton, you know, wrap around the croutons.
Wrap around? Like, you can't wrap around those things.
No, you can't wrap around the croutons. You can't
that
wrap around the croutons. You just put the croutons on each side and just gets a little friction for the croutons. That's all you get, just a little sandpaper in of the croutons.
All seasoning.
Yeah, and then once, you know, you go
that's
like
okay.
five,
Anna,
then
you'll see
the croutons start flaking off once you get in there.
I know what you're going to do. You don't have to
this
tell me.
This is the croutons
me.
Right here.
Motherfucker has croutons back there. I know he does.
No,
he's
no.
Show him.
Hello? You're on the air.
PSA, Larry's number.
Oh, 813, I'm sorry, 888-687-2347, directaccess.care. Larry Bueller in his mental place that will help people during tough times. This is Glory Hole Greg. Hi, Greg.
He's Greg, gone. He hung
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Greg,
what?
Like, stop the drama. For real, bud. Like, I love you to death. I'm here for you. But just stop it. Man the fuck up and get through life, kid. Because you're not, it's, life isn't as bad as you say it is. You have your family. You have people that care for you. Stop. Stop sweating the bullshit. And let's be happy that we still have each other around. I'm getting up there in age, ladies and gentlemen. I could die at any day. What happens when I die? What happens when I
That's
die?
That's like stage seven.
Hold on now. But hold on. Let's just think about this. For all you motherfuckers that are feeling sorry for yourself, what happens when I die? I'm not trying to be like Johnny Martyr here and be like, oh, feel sorry for me. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm going to probably die. And you're still going to be a fan of the show. And you're like, holy shit, Bubba's dead. There's no more Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Subscribe to BAR.
Do you want to be cremated or?
Yeah, I want to be cremated. And
what kind of food do you want to have at your wake?
None.
What?
I want Tate's Pizza.
Okay, okay. Perfect.
And where do we throw your ashes?
And here's what I want. I don't want any graves. I don't want a headstone. I don't want any of that. I just want to be like, you know, maybe Tyler will have me in a bucket out back in the back or something. I don't know.
Okay.
In a bucket, huh?
I don't know. Right next to his bucket full of gears. Hey, right. That's my 555 I run at East Bay, but that's Daddy right there in that air bucket.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if I want to be spread anywhere. I don't know if I don't know. Like, I don't want it to be a big deal, like a big, big, you know, very expensive deal.
Well, that's
all.
A good YouTube special.
We can spread you at the track.
We'll go live on your funeral.
Content for days.
At the pond, all back.
I'm trying to think of, like, of anybody that I've liked, like whether it be athlete or something like that, that died in the middle of their career. I'm trying to think of, like,
actor, actress.
Well, probably an actor or, like, maybe a musician or, I mean, I did like Nirvana. I wasn't, like, a Nirvana freak. So when Kurt Cobain, you know, died, I didn't really. I mean, I was like, oh shit, but I mean, I wasn't. It didn't ruin my day.
Yeah.
About like Robin Williams.
I liked Robin Williams.
Anthony Bourdain.
No.
That didn't do anything to you.
Give me some more, and I'll tell you. You know, like that really tore me the fuck up. Like if I died, don't you think the Bubba Army would be just tore the fuck up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, like tore up. Like what the fuck? Listen, I'm getting in shape, man. I don't plan on dying. My numbers are looking good, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to be 56 years old. I probably only got, you know, maybe 10 years worth of shows at best.
Were you upset when Dale Earnhardt died?
Yeah. You know what? There you go.
Michael Jackson?
No. There you go.
Anyway.
Because I was watching the Daytona. I fucking cried. When Dale Sr. died.
And he died on the track?
Yeah, he died. I mean, they pronounced him dead shortly thereafter.
I mean, did Blitz, they have the crash they on hit, YouTube?
Yeah, it's all everywhere. It's everywhere.
When did that happen?
And Blitz, it was a perfect storm. It was the seatbelts that weren't installed. It was not a seatbelt failure.
No, he had them loose.
It was a seatbelt installation, and there's reports, Blitz, that he had them off.
He might have.
Because there was two laps left, and there was a red, and Tony caused the red. Tony was the red right before Dale took a lick. And Dale, I think they said,
what year
Dale,
was it?
I think this was 2001.
Yep, February 18, 2001.
I cried. That would probably be, I can't watch it for copyright reasons, but that would probably be, I'm thinking that hardcore Bubba Army, like the big red, like, you know, just the Bubba Army, the Travises, the Blitz, would you cry if I died?
Yeah.
For real?
Of course.
I'd cry.
Oh, Lummy, I think you'd be insoluble.
I would.
I would definitely cry.
Months. Because I'd have to drop the gun and then run and hide. And
figure out how the blood splatter.
Be like Brian Laundry.
Wash your hands of gasoline. Get the fucking residue
started
off.
Started crying because I heard the police coming, man.
Tonight. Man, people, I mean.
Might be Brandon on line one.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, it's Brian from Philly again. Listen, dude, if you take a lick before bark, do I get my money back?
Yeah, of course.
No, those are all donations, man.
No, do you not
we
get your money back?
Eat.
Listen, buddy, I got ten good years left, buddy. I do. I'm just saying, let's enjoy these.
My brother 2 weeks ago dropped it. I told you that story. And
yeah,
I fucking know.
Walking out to the garbage. Thank God I don't take out the garbage.
All right,
see you later, buddy. I mean, I don't plan on dying. I'm not trying to kill myself or nothing. But I mean, I probably got 10 years left of shows, and then I'll just quietly go away. Hello, this is. Oh, by the way, Brandon the Quad, are you there?
I think it is.
Hey, man, this is real. This is raw. Don't hang up on me. Give me two words.
But it was Brandon a minute ago.
Yeah, but that's Crackhead Calvin.
There's Brandon on two now.
That was Crackhead Calvin. I know. Right? Hello, Brandon the Quad.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? Hey, I just wanted to say I got my ring, and it's fucking amazing.
Is it not unbelievable? And your mom got one, too.
Yeah, but hers isn't here yet.
Hers is what?
Hers didn't come yet.
Yeah, well, I know that the Merch Crick had one for her.
I thought hers got shipped out first.
I did, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's starting to get their rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Except Ty J, because that motherfucker won't give me his address. Ty J, do you think I'm like the fucking, you know, like some Detroit guys looking for you or some shit? Jesus. I'm just trying to send you your fucking ring, Ty J. Jesus, buddy.
Well, I bet you if you give my mom's number, he'll respond back to you.
Ah, this is Ty J. Armstrong. I don't even want my motherfucking ring. Just leave me alone. I'm on top of a tower right now, bitch. Please.
Kayaking.
I'm kayaking on top of a motherfucking tower.
How are we supposed to go kayaking if we can't find your house?
Yeah. Ty J, what do you think? I'm the IRS or some bullshit? Please. Think I'm some chick from Shepherd's back in, 2002. It's going to say baby mama stuff. Come on, get out of here. You know I'm a true friend, OG. Anyway, Brandon the Quad, I locked in. I talked to Brent Hatley yesterday, and he's like, yeah, you know, it's locked in for next year. Locked in.
Yep. I buy your videos all the time.
Guess who I saw yesterday also? Dave Tate.
Oh, you did?
That's your boy. That's your guy right there.
That's my guy right there.
That's your fucking guy.
Yeah. And if you did that, my mom already said she'd drive me down to the funeral.
I got Ty J's address if you want it.
His real one?
Yeah.
Can you get it to the Crick?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Hey, you need to get an autographed Dan Gable picture made out to Dave Tate. That would, oh my God, that would King Kong.
I was already going to work on that next year when the season starts.
Yeah. Get a hold of, you know, Dan Gable, do anything for you. He loves you, Brandon.
Yep.
Just go, Dave, yep. I got a guy down in Tampa, Florida that's a huge fucking, you know, NCAA wrestling fan. He knows that you're the greatest of all time. His name's Dave Tate. Can you get a picture for me?
Yeah, and actually he said he lives down there, so he said he might stop in his.
Hold on, Dan Gable lives down here?
In the wintertime.
Well, hook us up. I'd like to interview him, the greatest of all time.
Oh, okay, I can call his Hall of Fame and see if I can get his.
Yeah, just tell him that, you know, what part of Florida does he like? See, Florida's big, Brandon, and so like
yeah,
if he li- like you know if he lives in like you know Sarasota or some shit, that's great. But if he lives like in fucking Pensacola or some bullshit,
I think it's Naples.
Yeah, he ain't gonna come up here for that.
But he could still call in though.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah,
trying to get me a call in with Dan Gable, buddy.
I'll work on that.
All right, buddy, we love you, and I'm not dying anytime soon.
Too.
Bye now.
All right, bye.
Hello, I'm busy. I got acid in my legs. I got acid in my legs. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hold on a second here.
Blitz, I skipped the gym today, but I look at this. I just need to have this picture plastered on my. And like, I'm like, if I'm gonna get back to that, I gotta go fucking not miss a day at the gym.
That's right.
Hello, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make the BART party, and I sent my email and house address to get my ring. And I hadn't heard anything from anybody.
Well, who are you, sir?
I'd be Picaroon 2001.
Picaroon, Country Girl 92, 1999.
I think I have your address. I'm sending a bunch to the Merch Creek today. I know I've sent her some before, so.
So, sir, okay, can I put you on hold to make sure and have, let me just, just so we make sure that I definitely get it and I can, you know, we'll get it, I'll literally get it out today.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, buddy, hold on a second. Okay? Let me pick that up, secretarial. Thank you. Anna, what else is going on? You think stage three is happening? I mean, a handy. What's wrong with a handy with those ET fingers phone home?
Nothing's wrong with the handy.
And Danny, and Blitz, I wonder if a handy feels better from her with those, you know, old lady ET fingers. Like,
what the hell?
Wrong home.
Probably.
You don't have a nerve on you. Don't have a nerve on you. Don't have a hair on your ass that while you're jaying them off, you don't go frown home.
I will.
Frown home.
Frown home.
I need to get fucking Romans at that point.
Get Romans?
Yeah.
You better get, oh, you need some hard dick wellies?
Yeah, if she starts fucking saying that shit.
Frown hound.
Oh, that's going to mean it's going to bring you down to zero.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Anna, do you ever talk naughty? Like,
yeah.
Do you like this big boy?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. You're going to make me some Rice Krispie treats with chocolate.
Is that your hot talk?
Yeah, I said he was going to make me a cookie bar, a giant one.
Like, you keep jacking me off. I'm going to make you a fucking giant cookie bar there, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Jacking off.
What are you going to put in it?
A nut.
What kind of nuts?
Almonds.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Slightly salted.
Blitz, I'm trying to think of all the nuts that she likes. I don't know of any other.
Cashews.
Hold on. Slightly salted almonds.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And
what else you got?
And some cashews.
I like cashews. Yeah. Are they the jumbo kind?
Yes.
Jumbo cashews!
Jerk it off!
Organic.
Organic.
Naturally
fuck
grown.
Fuck yeah.
From California.
Macadamia.
How about some raisins?
No, fuck that. Nope. Get the fuck out of my bed.
We got home from dinner last night, Bubba.
Oh, this sounds official.
It does. And, you know, she does what she does best is eat a second dinner after eating dinner.
I'm starving, Bubba.
And I woke up this morning, and I was like, oh, I got to get ready for work.
Did she spend the night?
No.
Oh.
She left, but I woke up in the morning. And there was a big bag of cheese sitting out.
Shit.
Mitch left a fucking giant bag of cheese sitting out to throw it away.
You're kidding me.
No.
Did it spoil?
Well, yeah, it was out since like 8 o'clock at night, 7
yeah,
o'clock
pretty,
at night.
It's pretty cold in this house, I'm sure.
Cheese is getting expensive, too.
Yeah.
Man, everything's expensive.
Yeah. I had to throw it away, man. Really? I was so pissed.
Everything.
Bitch, slap the cheese out.
It's mild cheddar, my favorite.
Everything is so expensive.
It is.
Hello.
When are you guys going to unban Tampa Terry?
I don't know that he's banned.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's banned. Oh. Come on, guys. He's got to be worth being unbanned by now.
Listen, I didn't ban him. So whoever banned him, that's their. I don't, but you will tell. I mean, I think you'll attest to me that I don't really get into the moderator's business too much. Like I let them. I let them do their shit. I mean, like I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be more apt to tell somebody to ban him than I would be to tell somebody to unban him.
No, I know.
I'm more like Iggy, ban this motherfucker right now. I hate this guy. He might have been the greatest guy for 3 years in a row, but he pissed me off for some reason.
But
listen,
you've been
sir,
known to got... add VIPs and moderators and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so but it's my world. I can do that.
I know.
I can do that.
ET fingers, $19.99.
What did Tampa Terry do to whom and who banned him? First of all, I want everybody to know that this is not a cry for me to unban him because I'm not doing that at all. I just want to know the facts behind it.
I know. I believe you said on the air to ban him because he said, I'm trying to go through the logs now. Something about the show. Like, it was something negative about the show.
Yeah. If Blitz feels Tampa Terry needs to be unbanned, then Blitz, so be it. If Iggy feels he needs to be, I mean, Caribou. Needs to be. If one of you moderators needs to unban Tampa Terry,
well, no, the rule, no, that's not how it goes. The rule is only the person that banned them can unban them. You can't. You're not going to unban somebody that somebody
you're
else
right,
banned.
You're right. Unless it's overridden by me or you, but I'm not going to even go there. So whoever banned him went, Tampa Terry, you need to plead to them, and they can potentially unban you. Yes, me and Blitz have the ability to override that, but we're not in this instance. And I don't like to in that unless I really, really have to. And I can't really think of any times I've, maybe a few, but I'm not even saying that. Like Blitz, obviously I could say unban him, and you would. Or Iggy Wood, or whoever did.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not doing that. Whoever did ban him.
I believe you said on the air to ban him.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to throw it over to you. And when you, if I banned him or whoever actually physically banned him,
right,
would like to unban him, go so.
Okay.
But if you'd like to keep him banned, then ban him.
No, we can unban him. All we can always ban him again if we need to. He is now unbanned.
All right. So, but I want you to know, Blitz, like it didn't come as like a, I know. Blitz, unban him.
No. He didn't do anything that bad to begin with, but you said something about it, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Tampa Terry's free.
Yep.
Tampa Terry's free.
Spew more his bag milk bullshit in the chat.
Oh, yeah. You know, trust me, for those that are mad about this, it'll only take a week or two, and he'll be right back in fucking jail, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, that'll... Like the weather in Florida.
I think Tampa Terry is funny as hell. He just needs to calm down a little bit, and he's going to be good.
Man, I just got a picture of myself, like in a memories deal.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it to everybody, okay?
All right.
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
I'm going to send it to everybody. And man, do I not look like, man, do I look a lot better. I think this might have been 2 years ago. What a fat ass.
Bo, I'm telling you, like.
Wait till you see this.
Hold on. I'm serious. When me and Anna were at the race and we came around the corner into the pits and you were standing there, it like took me a second to realize it was you.
And then I'm like, is that him?
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yep.
Hold on.
We both said that privately.
Wait till you see this picture.
Oh my God, did I already get it?
Oh, wow.
It looks like Bubba ate Bubba. And let me, I'm trying to look at the background as to where this was.
I think that was at, was...
Golden Corral?
No, crap.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where it's at.
I don't remember you. That's...
Is that when you were up in Indiana?
Butch, what are you trying to say about this motherfucking picture?
It's not flattering.
No!
It's not
But it's
flattering.
Not that long ago.
Stuart Haas, it was when you were up there in Indiana?
Let me show everybody. It's bad. I want you guys to look at me right now. Look at me right now.
You look so much better.
And then look at this motherfucker right here. God dang, fucking balloon head.
Fucking balloon head.
Talk about retaining water. My Lord almighty, whoever I was dating back then, sorry.
Talk about a gob.
Gob with a gob, the gobby gob, gobby 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 gobby.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I don't know what's rounder, a basketball or my fucking face.
Jesus.
It looks like Lummy took me to the gas station and filled me up like a fucking raft that you're getting ready to go to the beach with.
It's hard to see where your chin is.
And my fucking, you know, my fat crow's feet, my fucking burr head dyed hair. Fat fuck. I'm going to have that picture when I get up. Be like, man, you don't look so bad after all, bitch. Keep it going. Man, people won't leave us alone. I'm trying to get out of here. Hello.
Well...
Bart Bigelow.
This is my boy Hoodie.
Yeah, it is.
Hoodie, did you get those gas jugs or 10x10?
Yeah.
You're gonna put a couple of those on the side.
Yeah, they're already on the side. The problem is they were supposed to be like straight in line with the edge of the fender and the tire, and they're sticking out like an inch and a half past on either side because I think my fucking guys maybe got high. And forgot to deduct for the frame.
Blitz, I think so, my guys got high and forgot deduct from the frame.
Why is that not shocking one bit?
All right, so they stick out an inch.
I was going to make them cut that shit off and move it in. Well, I didn't want it sticking out past the edge of the fenders and the tires.
Yeah, next thing I know, I'll be sideswiping a fucking chick on West Shore like I did before.
Yeah, with fucking 7 gallons of gas flying around.
Yeah. One okay, fork, split for one fork. Well, yeah, I'm a little wider than it's not quite legal.
Yeah, you're already a little bit over, so I didn't want to make it fucking worse.
Yeah, don't make it worse.
So
tell them
I was gonna make it cut it off, but I was gonna see if fucking Lummy or Tiz could give me the width of that car, and then because we can move them in a little bit, but and I'll make them fucking fix it. But
listen, the car fits on the trailer perfect. You know, the width of the car.
No,
means-
I know, but. Like, do we got a little bit of wiggle room? Because we could just move the... I was trying to figure out how to not to cut it apart too much, but...
Man, Blitz, I got fucking love. I got him cut all I needed.
Listen, you got this guy cutting your trailer up.
I never wanted the trailer cut, ever. I just wanted a fucking tire rack welded on it, buddy.
No, I know, but I was trying to figure out the quickest and easiest way to move those racks in to where they're at least in line with the fender, so it's not wider than the fender.
Yeah, but I don't think 10 inches makes it wider than the fender, does it?
Well, it's 10 inches plus the frame of the rack.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. I wouldn't even worry about it.
It's sticking out like an inch and a half past on each side.
Yeah, fuck it.
So if you want, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it. Because here's the deal, man. If I'm hitting them with the gas jugs, I'm going to hit them with the tires eventually anyway. I mean, right, Blitz? Fuck it.
Sure.
I mean, let's... Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The guys would be happy to hear that because they were getting ready to start...
No, no.
I got a battery-powered grinder if we need to use it.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're
good.
Grind
them sandwiches right off.
We're good, Hootie. We're good as fuck.
Can we just tell them to leave it?
Yeah, just leave it.
All right.
All right, buddy. I love you.
All right. Love you guys.
Pill up. Last call, Blitz. I got to get out of here.
Bubba, 2 points very quickly. I love you, buddy.
Crackhead.
That's crackhead, right?
Yep.
All right, good. See. All right, we're officially done. Anna, stage 3 this weekend.
It may happen.
Yeah, Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, what was the percentages of stage 3 happening this weekend? Like 60?
Maybe like 50.
50?
Oh, why not like 52?
Why 50? I was trying to give you a 60.
Yeah.
60 is right there. I mean, 60 is right there where you just, if you didn't do it.
All right, 60%.
How about 62?
No, stay to your guns at 60.
60.
Blitz, can I see your pee-pee pulled out?
Sure, I'll show it to you.
Now, Anna, are you going to be a little freaked out when you finally see the pee-pee's finally in your hand? Because there's been two.
At me just with one eye.
Well, no, but it's just been such a very long, excruciating process. And it's now in your hand, and
we're gonna have a staring contest.
You gonna talk to it?
Blitz is gonna be embarrassed.
Pee-pee time to get in.
Blitz tries to act like he's Johnny Hardcore.
I'll be hard. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But he's really kind of shy in some instances. Oh. He may not. He may have performance anxiety.
Oh, he needs Roman ready. He needs to be Roman ready.
Uh huh.
Oh.
He needs to go to CanadianPharmacy.com. There, I said it. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.